Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, which is your audio guide to all things guinea pigs. Thank you for joining me today. Hello, welcome back. Welcome if you are new. Hello, I'm your host Sam, and this podcast is a place where together we share our love for all things guinea pigs. Their big, cheeky personalities, yet small, fluffy physical bodies, and how we can ensure that they get the best life possible so that we in turn can benefit from their interaction, love, and overall cuteness. This podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Piggy. Popcorn and Piggy, the brand, is your one-stop shop for unique, cute, and funny guinea pig clothing, mugs, greeting cards, and stickers, and we are taking over the internet via our YouTube channel, Instagram, and Facebook accounts so that together, our community, the Popcorners, will change the stigma around guinea pigs being easy and disposable pets, and instead spread the word that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world. So that's enough for the intro. Now let's get into this week's episode. What's up, Popcorners, and welcome back to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. I have a special episode for you today. We have another interview, and I was very fortunate enough to interview the lovely Amanda from Piggy Parcels. So if you don't know anything about Piggy Parcels, which is a natural forage treat company, you're going to learn all about Amanda and how she got started and her own piggies and why forage is important for your piggies and all the health benefits and what goes into a piggy parcel every month. I am a piggy parcel customer. You will hear throughout this episode why I love it so much. And obviously being a friend of Amanda now through the piggy community is just amazing, and knowing all the time and effort that she has put into research and things, I think you're going to really, really get a lot out of this episode too. So without further ado, let's get straight into the episode. So welcome back, Popcorners, to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. And I have a special episode again for you this week. We have another interview, and this week I have the lovely Amanda from Piggy Parcels, which you will know because I've talked about her on the podcast before. She's been mentioned in a few episodes, whether it's talking about natural treats or some of the other businesses that I recommend to buy treats from. So Amanda, hello, how are you?
Hello, hello Popcorners, I'm great, thank you. I'm having a lovely day, it's nice and sunny.
Yeah, and thank you so much for being here. It's going to be lovely for us to talk together, have a chit chat, and everyone else obviously is involved in our chit chat, so if they've got a cup of tea or whatever, it's just a chance for us piggy people to all hang out.
Excellent, thank you so much for asking me.
You're so welcome. So let's get started then, Amanda. Talk about you, Piggy Parcels, like just give us a brief intro as to what you do.
Okay, goodness, where do I start? Right, so I'm Amanda and I am Piggy Parcels. Piggy Parcels is my baby. It was something I thought about a long time ago, and I've kind of developed it. But I do have a support network in my family as well, so I have a lot of help as well to help with all the different elements of the business. Piggy Parcels is natural forage food for guinea pigs. So natural forage food is things like leaves and plants and flowers and herbs. So we're talking about dandelion leaves, marigolds, corn flowers, beautiful coloured flowers. And all of these items are dried. It's all natural, so it's all 100% natural, no preservatives, no additives, nothing is added to them. Literally, the plants are picked and dried, and they can be fed to your guinea pigs. And guinea pigs love forage. Forage is great to sprinkle throughout hay, so it's really about enriching your guinea pigs' lives, giving them something to sort of mentally stimulate them, but also physically stimulate them. Because we know how piggies like to sit still sometimes. We want to get them moving, get all those piggy butts and moving around. So yes, that's what forage food is about. And that's what Piggy Parcels does. We do lots of different items and they vary throughout the year. So it's a very brief starting point of what we do. We do lots of different parcels. So what we do is we take all these lovely forage items and we put them into parcels for you. So you can just come along onto our website and you can order a parcel and that will get delivered to you. And that will be full of lots of different forage items so that your piggies can try some different items. We do sell single items as well, but we're really focused on selling parcels for your piggies so that you get a lovely delivery of a piggy parcel straight to your door.
And I tell you what, I've talked about Amanda and Piggy Parcels because I am one of her customers. Like, I've done a whole video on this, so if you want to see literally what she's just described there of my experience of getting the box and as an owner opening the box and smelling all these gorgeous parcels of delicious natural forage treats. And then I even went far in the video to go as far as like trying it with the pigs and seeing their reaction. And as an owner, that is what I love from the experience. Obviously the piggies love the fact that they're having some fun and enjoying some lovely treats. But as an owner, just to see them enjoying it, see them active, especially because I talk about it all the time. I've got Miko, who is a silky sheltie, and he is the laziest piggy in the world. And he will just run out and start foraging. So to see him especially get involved and get loving them.
Oh,
I love the boxes.
Oh, that's so good. And I mean, that's, one of the reasons that I started was just trying to get the guinea pigs, get their lives enriched in some way. And I know owners are always looking for different things. They're looking, they say treats. I want to treat my guinea pig. But we know that treats aren't good for guinea pigs in that sense. They need to be natural things, things that they would naturally eat in the wild. So just sort of getting these kind of products out to the customers, out to the piggy owners so that they can experience it and their piggies can experience it. That was one of the reasons I started. If I tell you a little bit about probably why I started right at the
beginning. Yeah, please do.
So basically I've had guinea pigs for a long time as pets. I've had them probably for about 25 years, which is all of my adult life. I'm not giving my age away here, but I didn't have my first guinea pigs until I was about 19. So I never had them. I never had them as children. I had my first ones when I was 19 and I just fell in love with guinea pigs at that point. And so ever since my first ones, that's it. I've had guinea pigs ever since. But I discovered forage food probably about 15 years ago. And it was something that wasn't really widely available. You didn't have a lot of choice for guinea pig foods in the shops, and there wasn't so much available anywhere really. There was a few places online that did forage items, but it didn't really tell you much about them or what they did for the guinea pig. So actually it was quite difficult to know what was safe to buy. So back at that time, I had to do a lot of research into what forage items were safe. Did they have any health benefits for the guinea pigs? Was it just food? What did it have inside it? Did it have vitamin C? Because we all know that guinea pigs need vitamin C, just like humans. So I did a lot of research, and for years and years, I was buying forage offline in packets. And I kept thinking to myself, how do other guinea pig owners know what to feed their guinea pigs? I know because I've done lots of research and I've done this, that, and the other. So I've discovered what can be fed. But how does the normal guinea pig owner know what to buy or where to go? And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if you could just go online and order a piggy parcel that got delivered with lots of different forage that was safe for your guinea pig, and you didn't have to worry about it. It would come straight to your door. It would all be safe for your guinea pig, and possibly even you could order different parcels based on different requirements. Like, I have an old guinea pig that doesn't move about much, or I have a guinea pig that's recovering from surgery. You didn't want to have to research all these things. What would you do? And that was where the idea of piggy parcels really started. It was just basically my love and devotion to these little fluffy animals. And I kind of just wanted to share that. But it was quite a lot of research to sort of start piggy parcels and find out, could I source these items? Where would I get them from? How would I supply them? One of my big things was the environment. I didn't want to supply things in plastic bags that would go in the bin. So before I'd even started with piggy parcels, I had a huge chunk of research into the environmental side of it. And, what would I pack these items in? Could I be environmentally friendly? So that took up a lot of time as well, trying to sort of develop the piggy parcel with bags that could be maybe compostable. That was difficult, finding the right bags. No, I didn't just want bags that were compostable somewhere in a site. So I wanted home compostable ones. So the sort of researching into all that and finding the right packaging as well as the products, that took a lot of preparation before we even went live with Piggy Parcels. But it's been, yeah, it's been amazing, really. I started probably, I think about 18 months ago. And I remember the first day when I went live.
That scary moment.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, do you know what? If nobody orders, it's fine. My guinea pigs will eat very well indeed for a long time. And the day I went live, it was that wonderful little ping, ping, ping on the email app as the orders were coming through. And just to sort of find all these people out there, they don't just have two guinea pigs or three or four. No, they've got 10, 15, 20, 36. The numbers just keep rising. And to sort of be a part of that community, it's been amazing. Meeting people like you, Sam, you know, we met at the National Pet Show. And Rick and Helen from Hey Pigs. It's just been so lovely to sort of be welcomed into that guinea pig community where we're all trying to do the same thing. We're just trying to raise awareness of how to look after guinea pigs and enrich their lives, make everything better for them, but also to give their owners a lovely experience as well. I've waffled off the subject here.
Well, but I love it. This is why I just let you. But this is why I started the podcast. This is why I have these interviews on the podcast, because so much of the time we see, as a customer or even just an audience member, like anyone on social media, like we see, obviously, let's say what we're supposed to see, like whether it's the post, the story, the video, the podcast episode, whatever it is, but we never really get to know the reasons why people started doing something or the reasons why they continue about it, like all, like your background knowledge in terms of all the research that you did to be able to provide the right forage for guinea pigs, and especially if you're catering it to like elderly guinea pigs, and again, the things that they specifically need. So this is why I love doing the interviews on the podcast, because not only do I get to learn this, but obviously all the listeners, you guys get to learn about it too, and you get to know who's behind the business, why they set it up, you know, the real reason as to why they keep going, what their aim is for you, and ultimately, you know and can trust them that, you know, Amanda has done years and years of research into what is correct for your pet. So when we talk about like the pet shops and the fact that those treats are really, really unhealthy, which so many people I think are aware of these days, like not all of them are bad, but the majority of them are bad. And there are a million and one other sources, of which Amanda is one. You know, we have pea flakes in the Popcorn and Piggy shop. You have so many other sources, and I just want to basically let people know about them so that you guys can check out the wonderful parcels that Amanda has in the shop, get one for yourself so that you can enjoy it, and of course also your piggies can enjoy it, because as a customer myself, I know how amazing that is. So thank you.
And you know, and I think that's, like you say, it's important as well, the fact that I'm a pet owner, I'm a guinea pig owner. And that's where it starts. That's the beginning, is the love for the guinea pigs. And they're my pets. They're not my business. They're not there just to test the food. They come first. And, you know, the business was built around my love for those guinea pigs and wanting to give them a better life and seeing if I could spread the love to other guinea pig owners as well. It's all about the guinea pigs. And
it's all about the guinea pigs.
nine little piggies running around.
In fact, let's go there, because every person that comes on for an interview, we always talk about their piggies. So why don't you share all the piggies' names, the breeds, the colours, talk us through the dynamics, like what herd groups and things. We, as piggy owners, we want to know your piggies, because everyone's piggies are everyone else's piggies, because we all know
So let's start with the girls. I currently have a herd of five girls at the moment, and we've been sort of up and down with the numbers in there. it started off, well, they're rescues basically. So it started off with, I had two sets of two, and then I think I had another four that added in. And we've got, at the moment, we've got Meg and Molly. So they are two black, tan, and a little bit of white Abyssinians. So they're the ones with the kind of the rosettes all over. I love Abyssinians. Their fur has like these rosettes, so it kind of sticks up all over the place. But also, they're known for their attitude. They can be a bit sassy, can Abyssinians.
I want to say cheeky. I would use more the word cheeky, but sassy also works.
But they're so, even when they've got this kind of strop on, they're so loving as well. They're not just stroppy guinea pigs. They're really lovely. And Meg and Molly, they were actually, they came from a rescue, and they were basically, they were born in error. I think the lady had had, she thought she had two females together, and it turned out to be a male and a female. And
more common than you think.
Yeah, those babies, and they ended up at the rescue, and the rescue actually contacted me and said, will you take these two, because they're babies and we like babies to go to a special home. And I'd already had a couple of guinea pigs from them before, so they knew me. So they said, will you take those? And yeah, I wasn't going to say no, was I? So I was like, okay. So I took them. And they're about two, I think they'll be two in April. So they're 2 years old now. So that's those two girls. And they're really sweet and no problems. They're actually just, they're kind of just in the herd, doing their thing, not causing any problems. Then we've got Millie. Now, Millie is white. She's quite a large piggy. No idea what breed she is. She's white with blue eyes. And on one of her eyes, she's got like a black kind of eyeliner around her. She's really pretty. She has a bit of long hair, so she has to get clipped every now and then. And she came from a rescue situation. And hers was really actually quite a sad story. So when she was rescued, the rescue found a group of guinea pigs that were basically roaming free in somebody's garden, but they had no shelter. They weren't being given any pellets. They were breeding. So when she was picked up, I think she was pregnant. She had some babies who actually ended up being lethal as well, which means they were blind and deaf and had health problems. She had fur loss all over her. She was quite tiny. So it took a lot of building her up, a lot of food. Months, if I went near her for months, she would scream, just, you know, she was so terrified. And I've had her again probably over 2 years now. She's fine now.
Yeah, she sounds it.
Yeah, what was lovely is you get to a point where you suddenly, there's this click moment where she comes over to you and takes food, or she's not scared of you, and you realize, yeah, it was a hard track to get there. But at the end of the day, everything you've done to sort of try and coax her out of her shell and to feed her and not to keep picking her up, because she'd obviously been through a very rough start, It worked. And she's fine now. And she's basically queen pig. Oh. She's quite chunky. She gets first of all the food, first of the Heidis, and she's very happy. And everything is under control. But she's up there. She's up at the top. In there.
Sounds like she's deserved that spot, to be fair.
She does, bless her, she does. So she's in there, and then we've got Ava, and Ava is black with tan, and she's really, again, she's probably about 3 years old now. She came from a situation via a rescue, more breeding by mistake, looking for a home. So she's come to me. And she's like a mother pig in that she seems to look after everyone in the herd. If somebody's not quite right, she's there with them. She's very quiet. She's not causing any problems, but you'll always see her. If one of them's a bit off colour, she'll be there next to them, sitting with them, looking after them. She's never really first out to get the food. She just kind of lets everyone do their thing, and then she'll come along and take hers, and off she'll go. Aww. So she's lovely. She's got a lovely character. I had her, she was sat in front of the fire the other night. she was just like
a grandma.
Just chilling. Yeah, having a lovely time.
I love her style.
Oh, she's so lovely. Right, so then we've got Emily. And she is white with tan, and she came along with Ava. So she's again about between 2 and 3 years old. She is a very sensitive little soul. She doesn't like change. She doesn't like it if I go on holiday and leave her. She gets very upset. Have to be very careful then, because then she won't eat as much and she'll lose a little bit of weight if I go on holiday. So, she's the sensitive one of the group and kind of almost like the baby of the group, really. She's sort of the one I feel like, oh, we need to protect her and look after her. But actually, the herd at the moment is in a really nice place. Although you've got Millie at the top, there's no fights. They don't really have any sort of arguments between them. They all just work really well together. They've got a nice size enclosure as well. It's about 8 foot by 5 foot on the base. I call it the guinea piggery. It's a custom built shed. It's not a shed. It's a custom built shed that was built specifically to house the guinea pigs and built around their requirements. So they have different areas. They have outside areas. It's all fox proof. It's got heating and light, and it's got cameras and Wi-Fi.
I love it.
Yeah, they're a little bit spoiled. So they've got lots of nice areas. They've got areas to go outside. Then they have I call it the chill out zone, which is like a ramp up to their feast area. So I think because they've got a lot of space as well, that really helps with sort of the dynamics in the group. And they can just they've got their own space. They've got their own hideys. There's no fights over food. They've got plenty of forage.
Keeps them busy, keeps them quiet.
Yeah. So that's the girls. And then I have two sets of boys as well. And Oscar and Napoleon are in one part. And again, they came by rescues, different reasons. I think Oscar possibly, again, he ended up being bred in by mistake. I think they had two females, a male and a female together. And he came along with his brother and his dad. And I think from what I heard, it sounded like it was a young children in the family and they were possibly picking them up quite a lot. And he was quite scared. So he really just wants to be left alone. I can pick him up, but if he gets a bit annoyed, he gives a little, not a nip, but he just kind of puts his teeth on my finger just to say, okay, that's done. We're done cutting my nails now. You can put me back. That's it. I've had enough. So he's fine. He just wants to do his own thing. And then I managed to bond him with a younger boy called Napoleon. And Napoleon's a little character, very, very lively. He's my first jumper. He can jump. Never had a guinea pig that could jump before. So when I first saw him jump a foot, I was a little bit concerned. So I was like, right, we need to make sure that the enclosure's high and can't get out. He doesn't use ramps. He just jumps to where he wants to go. Yeah. But he's a lovely boy. Very lively. Very, very lively. And then
What breed and what colour are Oscar and Napoleon? Okay.
So Napoleon is just kind of like a buff colour, just sort of American, just plain, not crested, just sort of a lovely sort of honey buff colour all over. And Oscar is a bit of a mix. He's got a bit of buff, a bit of white, a bit of grey. He's got kind of a rosette thing going on his head as well. I think really most of these guinea pigs are all just sort of a mix. There's no pure breeds. They all come from rescues, so they're kind of all a bit of a mix of everything in them.
I don't think there's ever such a thing unless you're breeding, which obviously I much prefer to point people in the way of rescues, because as we've already found out through this, like, obviously I'm a volunteer of a rescue and Amanda is now talking about all her rescue guinea pigs, like, there are rescues full of guinea pigs, so if you can, that is always where I recommend to go first of all.
There's just so many, and it's really hard actually, because obviously, you know, I keep an eye on all the Facebook groups and the rescues, and they keep posting, oh, we've got these rescue piggies in, and you think, oh god. And that's how I went from 2 to, I think I was up to 12 at one point.
I have a t-shirt for you, Amanda. It says always space for one more. This is the t-shirt problem. That you need.
This is the problem. And there is quite a bit of space out there. And I saw a neutered boar on one of the rescues last night. And I thought, oh, well, would he work with the girls?
Oh, you know? No, the thoughts are already there.
Do they need a neutered boar in there? I'm not sure. Maybe.
Oh, no, she started.
And then we've got the two youngest ones, who are George and Womble. And they've got kind of like a wiry hair. So I'm going to say Teddy Rex, yeah, something like that. Yeah. You can picture a Teddy Rex with sort of that shorter, wiry hair. And George is mostly sort of a mottled grey with like a little sort of splodges of white on him. And Womble, he has some black, some white, and a creamy colour on him as well.
Oh, I haven't seen that combination in like a Teddy or Rex. Because whenever someone says Teddy or Rex, instantly I go, right, grey, kind of like a bluey grey, yeah, or like a kind of almost caramel brown. Like, those seem to be the two, yeah, and maybe like a little bit of a ginger. Those seem to be like the two most common Rex or Teddies.
I'll have to post a picture of Womble then so you can see him. But yeah, they're, again, very cute, and they were... born last year, so they're the youngest ones I've got. And lovely characters. George is just so good from the very start. Very tame, excellent. What I use, part of the forage things I sell as well, I sell like little tiny apple pieces, which is just basically dried apple. There's no additives. I think sometimes when you buy sort of dried fruit, they sort of put like sugary water with it as well. Mm. So it has like sugar on it. This is just pure dried apple, and they're tiny, tiny little pieces. So they're really good. I recommend for using those for hand feeding. Not too many, because it's apple, it's a fruit. So fattening, natural sugars, don't be giving them all the time, but really helpful. Just a couple of tiny little pieces if you want to try and bond with your new guinea pigs. Food is an excellent way to do that. And that's what I did with all of mine. I used food to try and bond with them. And straight away, worked really well. You know, within about 2 days, they were happy to come and start taking the small pieces of apple from me. And then I work up onto different things. And actually, this is probably a good point. I'll add this in now as well. When you have new piggies or young piggies, you have to introduce them slowly to any foods. So this includes all of your veggies that you're feeding. You know, make sure you're introducing them slowly. The same goes for forage. So even though, you know, all my piggies eat forage all the time, if I get a new piggy in, we start at the beginning, which means you start very slowly. You get your forage, and you're only looking at giving them maybe a tablespoon a day. That's it. And just sprinkle that in their hay. And what you want to do is you want to keep to the same forage. So although you've got a lovely parcel with lots of different ones, pick one bag to start with and go, right, I'm going to stick with this bag for 3 or 4 days and just a small sprinkling. And you give that to them, and you're basically getting them used to these different foods, and you kind of work your way through. And then you will get to a point where you've introduced all the different forages, they're used to it, they accept it, and then you can just give what you want every day. But it's really important that you do introduce guinea pigs to anything new slowly, and just make sure it's sparingly. So don't be throwing a whole bag of foraging in one go. But the parcels do come with instruction care sheets, and it says on there, it's got feeding instructions. But yeah, I highly recommend using the forage to bond with any new piggies as well. So yeah, that's the piggies we have at the moment.
Did you catch that, guys? She said at the moment. I also want to say that the apple pieces are my piggy's favorite. Like, whenever they're in a parcel, those are the best thing. Like, those are Miko's favorite. I think those are Rose's favorites. And those especially are the perfect size to fit into the hay pigs treat ball as well.
They are.
So it's even like, they have so much fun when you combine those two in combination. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
They're lovely. I had a lovely one of my customers posted a picture, she sent me a picture of the hay pigs ball, and she'd been filling the hay pigs enrichment ball up with the apple pieces, and she must have put the ball down, not joined it together. Yeah. You open this up, fill it up with apple pieces and close it. She put it down, turned around before she'd moved back again. The guinea pig was in there trying to get the apple pieces out before she'd even close the ball up to give it to them. But yeah, the pig's ball is great. And we did actually some parcels at Christmas. We did our ultimate Christmas parcel and we had the hay pigs enrichment ball in there because I think that's a genius idea. Just watching them, filling it up and watching the guinea pigs run around after it as well and trying to get the food out. So yeah, the apple pieces are very, very small. If you haven't seen them, you can check them out on our website, but they're very small pieces. So they're good for hand feeding, but also good for the hay pigs enrichment ball as well.
And of course, if you're thinking, oh, I need to go and check out Amanda and Piggy Parcels, I have everything linked in the show notes. And of course, you can go to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast website, thepopcornandpiggy.com. There's a whole section for the podcast and you can find all the links there as well. So let's now talk about what you're currently working on, because it's March and you bring out, I think I'm right in saying, a new box every month. So what are you doing in the March box?
Okay, so we have our monthly foraging adventure parcel. So what the idea behind this was is, yes, it's great that we do lots of different forage and we do lots of different types of parcels, but some people want to order a parcel every month and they want something different every month because they're, like you said, they enjoy receiving the parcels and they enjoy testing their guinea pigs to see what their guinea pigs' favorites are. So this was a really brilliant way of saying, well, every month we'll do something different. So you can order it, and there's plenty in there to last the month, you know, last a good few piggies the whole month through. And we release a different one every month and put different items in it. And it might be that they're seasonal, so we have different, our stock is coming in constantly, and it's all about harvest. It's natural. So, of course, some things are harvested certain times of the year, so we might get a really good harvest in, and then we want to include that for you guys to try. So this month, the March parcel is now released, and it's on the website, ready to order. And I had to write down what's in it, because I've got so many. in this month's one, we've got hazelnut leaves, which are really actually, they're good for sort of blood circulation as well. So they're good if you've got older piggies as well. And we have dandelion leaves, which is always just a favourite.
My biggest favourite. That is usually the first bag that goes.
Yeah, we do get a lot of requests for dandelion leaves. It's a good harvest as well. It's a nice sort of dark green colour. So we're really pleased with that. We've also got some mint in there. Now, if you also, you say, oh, my piggy doesn't like this particular one, don't forget to keep trying. Piggies are suspicious. They're never really sure about new things, and it takes them a few goes to get used to things. So give them a go and just keep offering small amounts. I had a guinea pig that I gave mint once, and he literally backed away from it.
It's smelly, isn't it? So if it's new, they're going to.
Yeah. But then after that, he was eating it all the time. He loved it. So I know mint has got, it's got a lovely smell to it. Just offer it to them and give them the chance to try it. So we've got some mint in there. And the reason I've put mint in is it's really good for respiratory issues. So especially at this time of year, temperatures seem to be going up and down. You know, I've got my heating on and off all the time at the moment. This is really good. And I almost use it as preventative. So I like to just throw it all around, make sure they've got some mint in there. It smells great in the guinea piggery, but it's really good for them as well. Then we've also got rose, which again has got similar properties to the mint in that it smells really nice. And also it's good for any respiratory issues as well. So we've got rose in there. We have got coriander. So we've got a nice bag of coriander stalks, which is one of our popular ones. We have dandelion root. We don't always put dandelion root in the monthly boxes, but again, lovely crunchy batch, this one. Really, really sort of nice crunchy. And then parsnip. We've got little parsnip pieces in there. So that's dried parsnip. Again, totally natural, nothing added to it. And these are small little pieces that you can use to hand feed your piggies. So that's what comes in the parcel for March, and that will be available all the way through March unless we run out of stock. And this does happen. We do often get to about a week before the end of the month and it goes.
Sold out.
So if you want it, grab it. We tend to do a different one every month, although we also do seasonal ones. So in the summer, we'll have a summer box, and in winter, we'll have a winter box and also a Christmas box as well. So we do different ones. And honestly, the best way to see what's going on is either check out our website or our Facebook page. I do anything new, any new products that come in, I'm posting on the Facebook page. You'll also get the special offers on the Facebook page as well. So if, for example, we have a special weekend offer on, that will come through as well. So that's definitely somewhere to check out is the Facebook page.
Amazing. That was literally like, where can people find out about this?
Oh, I do Instagram as well.
Instagram! I love Instagram. It's my favourite. So all those links, like I say, the Instagram, the Facebook and the website will all be in the show notes. And also if you want to check out popcornandpeaky.com, find this podcast episode and you'll find all the show notes there as well. So thank you so much, Amanda, for coming on and sharing your expertise, all your background, sharing with us your piggies, all the cute fluffy piggies, and their stories, and for highlighting what you're doing. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you. Bye.
You're so welcome. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is @popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye.